It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blehosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, very often it is said that America's schools need to educate students for the jobs that are currently available in America. In the new world economy, basics like reading, writing, and math skills certainly remain important, along with career paths in medicine, education, law, research and development, and also how to operate a small business. But America's schools must also expand trade classes like plumbing, heating, and air conditioning, along with welding, construction, and also manufacturing, because these are the jobs that are needed in America right now to avoid further outsourcing of our jobs. I don't understand why the news media is not reporting the fact that 10,000 Americans are retiring from the workforce every day, and that a large portion of the people retiring represent skilled trades. Without a new focus on what is needed to be taught in America's schools, America's young people are unaware of the skills that are needed to replenish America's workforce. Trade and industrial arts programs need to be promoted so students are ready to join America's workforce upon graduation. I bring up the need to expand the trades and industrial arts programs because this is the time of year when school boards are meeting to make budget plans for the next academic year. The news media reports that America does not have enough skilled workers, but does not report on the reasons why we don't have enough skilled workers or offer solutions from some of America's prominent educators. To help us alert the right people in education, I urge parents and all taxpayers to contact school principals and school board members to ask for a written report on the types of programs they're offering to prepare students for today's workforce. Ask them who's in charge of trade and industrial art programs, and ask them about information that may be posted on their internet site. Remember, it's every taxpayer's dollars that helps educate America's young people in public schools, so don't hesitate to ask questions and expect answers. This is Michael Blehosh, every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. Tune into American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcast from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.